This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Kara Hart. Governor Jay Nixon wants five Missouri universities to consider tapping their reserves to help plug a hole in next year's state budget. Nixon's proposal would call for the universities to provide the state $106 million from their reserves. The state would then pay that money back to the universities. Missouri's housing agency has rejected a proposal to bypass new federal wage standards for tornado recovery projects. A Missouri Housing Development Commission recovery plan requires workers on state-subsidized projects to be paid the prevailing federal wage used on federally funded public works projects. Those wages rose substantially in September. The commission voted Friday to keep the prevailing wage standard after learning a change could delay projects already approved by at least 6 months. Repair work is complete for the winter on the southeast Missouri levee that was intentionally blasted at the height of Missouri spring flooding. The Army Corps of Engineers spent 7 months rebuilding the Birds Point levee. Corps officials hosted a meeting in Charleston on Thursday, saying they will work to resume next year once warm weather has returned. Major General John Peabody said the agency delivered on its promise of getting the levee back to a temporary height of 55 feet, and that's still short of the 62.5-foot height prior to the breach. The Missouri Quilt Guild and the Missouri Department of Corrections joined forces for the second year of the Fill Your Stockings Restorative Justice Program. In the program, offenders create Christmas stockings that are donated to Mid-Missouri food banks. Elizabeth Troval has more.
Using scraps from donated fabric, offenders like Stephen Pine sew together elaborate stockings that are used for auctions, gifts, and decorations. The program also gives the offenders a place to use their creativity. Pine spends 7 hours a day working on the stockings. He says the program changed his behavior at Algoa Correctional Facility.
When I got here, I had a pretty bad past with prison issues and things, and just decided, I have three grandkids now, and I just decided it's time to do something to turn that around, and this came available, and I jumped into it, and I haven't stopped for about 6 months.
Brenda Rose is the interim executive director of Serve Inc. in Fulton, one of the food banks that received 53 of the stockings. She says she was grateful, and the stockings were used in a variety of ways.
Some were mailing them long distance, and others bought them in honor of other folks to include maybe a gift certificate in and present it as an honorarium during different kinds of celebrations and occasions. And so there was just a variety of ways to use them.
So far, the program has been implemented in two mid-Missouri prisons, Algoa and the Jefferson City Correctional Center. Elizabeth Troval, KBIA News, Jefferson City.
Kara Hart, KBIA News.